evening, everyone. This is Gordon, W2TTT, and this is the Bergen Amateur Radio Technical Net. This net is weekly, and we're going to check first for emergency or priority traffic. Is there anyone with emergency or priority traffic? Please call K2BAR, W2TTT. Okay. Crackle, crackle. All right. Just keeping the ear on the input here. All right. The Bergen Amateur Radio Association Technical Net is run weekly on the Chestnut Ridge Radio Club 146955 repeater. PL is 141.3. And, of course, our offset is minus 600 kilohertz. The net may also be accessed by Echolink, K2-Foxtrot-Juliet-L. K2-Foxtrot-Juliet-L. I'm noting we have at least one check-in on Echolink already, and we'll get to that in a minute. And then, let's see, what else do we have going? We have a conversation is what we have. Every week, we have a conversation about amateur radio, electronics, computers, telecommunications, things that support those elements, natural phenomena, the underlying science, the applied technology, just the sheer raw fun, how we serve others, and anything else that comes to mind. You talk about things in the past, things in the future, things you've gotten a lot of pleasure from, and things that you'd like to try to do that you've never done or haven't done recently. So, you know, all sorts of good opportunities. So anyway, what we're going to do is we check in a somewhat orderly manner. And the, oh, let me get rid of that. Oh, hi. We have K6JTT Nestor. And we have N2OEL. Let's do the Echolink check-ins first, just for something different. Nestor over to you, N6JTT. K2BAR W2TTT. Will you have questions, comments, swap and shop items, or any and all of those? Please call K2BAR. Go ahead, Nestor.
Okay, good evening, Jordan. Good evening, everybody back east. This is K2JTT here in Imperial Valley, California. None of the above.
So I'm just listening for now. Thank you, Gordon. W2TTT.
Connected. W2TTT. Okay, very good, Nestor. And Noel, where are you located this fine evening? Are you checking in by Echolink? Are you checking in by a radio? Do either one at this time? What's your pleasure? K2BAR.
This is N2OEL.
This is N2OEL.
Wait a minute on this one. Okay, I fixed that. What happened is I discovered this neat little app for the iPhone. There was Echolink at Kit Night. Jim, in his occasion, was showing me how it worked, and I was able to access this repeater very nicely. However, there seems to be a time delay. And as you see, what happens is if you leave the rig on in the background, it's like the infinite mirror goes back and forth. Anyways, I have one comment that has nothing to do with Echolink. So tap to stop. Okay, here we go.
Hey, Noel, so we'll reference your comment. All right, so stations on the repeater, so I think I've got everybody who's on Echolink already checked in here on the third one. Let's try checking in with your call sign, your name, indicating whether you have a question, a comment, a swap and shop item, or fuel for sale item, or none of the above.
Get your mic away from the fluorescent or whatever the
thing that causes the W2JC.
No, I didn't know that. Is that better?
It's about half better.
Is that better?
No.
Is that better?
Yes.
Damn, I can't have my laptop in my lap. All right, I see the problem. All right, so I'm going to have to unplug the laptop. Is that better now?
Considerably better.
So the problem is I'm plugged in laptop on a two-wire charger. Okay, thank you, Jim. W2JC, since we're doing W's now, hi. What's your pleasure for tonight?
Oh, I guess I have a question about Windows 8.
And we're going to have a discussion about Windows 8, no doubt about that. Alrighty, any other whiskeys?
W2CH, good evening, K2BAR, W2TTT, Ray and White Plains, none of the above.
Thank you, Ray. Any other whiskeys?
W2JEK, Don with a comment.
Evening, Donald, with a comment. No problem. Any other whiskey?
WE2R, Charlie, no questions, no comments.
Okay, Charlie, good evening to you as well. Any other whiskeys?
W2LCN with a question and a comment.
Good evening, Rick. Got you in here. Question and comment, cool. We'll get those in due time. Any other whiskeys? Go back to Novembers. Any Novembers? Okie dokie, how about kilos?
AC2NKU Maryland, no questions. One comment. Go, Mr. President, you're re-elected again. Good night, all.
Boy, no, Maryland, don't get my sugar on us, okay? All right. dear me. All right. I never thought I'd have this much faith in Mr. Boehner, but we'll just leave it at that. That will end our bipartisan equal opportunity, equal time comments. All right, moving right along. Any other kilos?
Here is K2EIR on the handy talkie.
Hi, Howie. Will you be issuing comments, questions, or swap a shot?
Yes, thank you. Okay, I have a question.
Logged in, you have a question. Very good. Howie, any other kilos?
Okay, 2-7. No comments or questions right now.
Very good. Jim, I actually have a quick comment or question for you, which I'm actually going to put up front, so... just to get you in and on that one, you've been patient lately. A lot of your stuff has been at the end of the food chain. I'm actually going to be nice to you and Noel tonight and put you toward the top right after Don makes his comments and I make mine. Alrighty, any other kilos?
The question.
I'm sorry, I didn't get a call sign and a name?
Kilo Delta 2. Charlie Romeo Bravo, name is Stu, and have a question.
Stu, I got you that you have a question. We'll get to you in due time. Thank you very much. Any other kilos? Brady, any other stations, any call signs?
2AMI, Tony, with a comment.
Tony is so noted. Got you covered. Any other stations?
NS2K, no question at this point.
Evening, James. Alrighty. Any other stations for the net? That's a pretty healthy group tonight, guys. That's very good, actually. There are 14 of us so far. That's excellent. Alrighty. Let's get it right to the business at hand. Let's see. Mr. Don, you were first. W2JK, K2BAR.
K2BAR, and that's W2JEK. Good evening, everybody. And just a reminder that our Bauer will be holding a test session on Friday, November 16th at 7 p.m. at the Westwood Regional High School in classroom number 123. And we'll have others in the planning for next year. We will not be scheduling a regular Bauer test session for December because of the holidays. With that, back to net, W2JK.
Okie dokie. Anybody have any comments for Don or questions for Don?
N2OEL disconnected.
Okay. Don, you have any follow-up you'd like to make?
No, not this time. I just did a... got an email from a fellow up in Montville who was interested in becoming a ham, so he was looking for a class, so I'm going to get some more information for him. Anyway, with that, back to that, W2JK.
Okay. Very, very good. All righty, let's see now. All right, the next... person on the list would be Tony, K2AMI. Go ahead.
Okay, good evening all. This is K2AMI, Tony. I just want to remind everybody two things. That this coming Sunday, there will be no Hudson Division dinner as was previously scheduled. This is November the 11th, and it's supposed to be a Hudson Division dinner day at the Biagio's restaurant, but it's been postponed. Also, November 11th reminds me that it's also Veterans Day, so keep it, remember your veterans, guys. And, of course, also on Sunday in the evening hours, about 7 o'clock or so, but definitely by 7:45, there's a Bergen Amateur Radio Association meeting held at the Washington Township Municipal Building in Washington Township. That's all. Back to that.
Hey, Tony, anybody else have comments for Tony? We hope that you can all join us for the Bauer meeting on Sunday night, 7 o'clock in Washington Township at the Municipal Building. And it's all good. It's a pretty nice meeting. We always have a good program and a good time. All righty. Jim, my question for you, K2ZO, was going through my junk box, and I found a 4-to-1 voltage-type ballon. I just want to confirm, that is the type of ballon that we can use for your OCF dipole, yes?
No, we want a current ballon.
Okay. Could you spend 30 seconds, yet one more time, explaining why we cannot use this ballon as opposed to the other kind?
Well, with an off-center fed antenna, you will run into problems with a mismatch. And remember, the voltage ballon needs to see the actual proper impedance that it was designed for. If you don't do that, you'll have big differences in current on each side. It'll work after a fashion. Don't get me wrong. But you may have lots of RF floating around. Of course, if you want to, you could do it in two stages, use that ballon, and put before that, just take a core and parallel two wires and make yourself a current ballon there and just use the voltage ballon as just a step down. That would work. But I would encourage you to use a current ballon. They're not too difficult to make. We've made a number of them over there at the Fairlawn Group. And all you need is a core. Back to that.
I was going through my junk box and I found this thing. I went, yay! And I went, but maybe not. So I could use one of those line isolators following this if I really wanted to solve that current problem, yes?
Yeah, probably, you know, work not as well as your regular current ballon, but yeah, that might solve any RF problems you got floating around. Just remember, almost anything really works, even a one-to-one balun if you've got a tuner.
Absolutely, and one other point is that we can, we just need to know what type of, is a type 31 ferrite about 2.5-inch donut it typically works?
The type 31 is a new mix, and if you have something old in your junk box, I can probably guarantee you that it is not type 31. It's probably type 43, which is usually much lower in permeability. The higher the permeability, the better off you are, the less number of turns you need to get the amount of inductance you need. So we have not had type 31 material until fairly recently, so that's why I made that statement. But the type 31 stuff really looks good, and we have been using a network analyzer and a few things over there at the Barra Kit Nights, and we have seen some balans that were absolutely flat from 1 to 60 megahertz.
Outstanding. And what about these cores you pull out of switching supplies? Would they be sufficient, do you think?
Well, they're designed to operate at a different frequency, have different type material in them. They're really designed to switch at 100 KC or so, nowhere near the frequencies we want.
Very good. So they would work on 600 meters, and that's about it. Okay, very good. Okay, that was all I had. Anybody else? Okay, well, thank you, Jim. Appreciate that. That settles that. All righty. Let's see. Our next person who's got a comment is Noel. N2OEL, K2BAR.
K2BAR in the group, this is N2OEL. It turns out you cannot have EchoLink open on your iPhone at the same time that you have the regular repeater in the background. There's some really interesting sound effects. Okay, my comment is about codec printers and printers in general. I bought a new codec printer. It was on Woot, W-O-O-T, and they advertised it as being Wi-Fi. So I bought the thing, I hooked it up for the instructions, and now my printer has its own email address, and in fact, as long as the printer's on, it doesn't matter if any computers are on, any place in the world, somebody sends a print job to this email address, it'll print. I found this really interesting. So you can use something that's not from Apple, a printer, I should say, or you can use an iPhone, you could use an Android, you could use almost any phone. You can use an iPad, any tablet. As long as you can email it, it goes. And then doing some further search, I found something interesting. Google has a new beta out. It's called Google Cloud Print, and if you went to google.com/cloudprint, C-L-O-U-D-P-R-I-N-T, you'll find it. In this case, you would need to have your computer on, but you can give an email address through their little program to your printer that's attached to your computer. And again, you can use that printer from any place in the world as long as the computer and the printer are on and, your Wi-Fi is on. But I found it very interesting. So I could sit here with my iPhone and print on my printer with no problem. The only thing they suggest is you need a Gmail account. They suggest you open up another Gmail account, perhaps the one that you have regularly, and put a 2 behind it, and use it for the printing, because the print job will stay there, and this way you just wipe out that the print queue whenever you sign into that email address. Otherwise, if you use your regular Gmail account, what will happen is in between emails you'll accumulate print jobs. I found it very interesting that my printer now has an email address, my Kodak printer, at Kodak.com, by the way. And I found it really interesting that I can assign any printer an email address as long as I have the computer on. Back to net. This is Atulio.
Okay, so we got two things going on, right? You've got the Kodak email address for your printer. That could be any printer, which is kind of neat. And then the other is the Google Print. I've seen the Google Print thing before. I've not tried it. There are some interesting issues that I have to cope with here in my shack that relate to how I use Google. Just as a reference, my LAN at home, a piece of it, a goodly piece of it, have personal and business computers that are behind a VPN. And there's a box that I have here that arbitrates which devices and which traffic goes on a VPN versus on the regular internet. And so putting things on Google has other implications that basically gives Google undue insights to what's happening in my work domain. And that would not necessarily be good from a business intelligence viewpoint. So I have to be thoughtful about that. And you guys might want to be thoughtful about it as well. Having said that, the Kodak service sounds really, really good. Has anyone else tried that or similar services or has a question on about what Noel presented?
Got a comment on that.
Ed, Noel?
Kodak One is for the Kodak printer only. It's not a service. It's part when you buy the Kodak printer. You cannot use it on anybody else's printer. So I have a Kodak printer, Kodak Hero. And that's why I have a Kodak.com address. However, as part of the information presented, they presented the information on the Google Cloud, which can be used any printer as long as you have a computer attached and on. So there's a differentiation there. Kodak printer, Kodak email address. Any other printer, Gmail address.
Yeah, and how much you want to make a bet that Google is hosting that service for Kodak?
It's possible, but the Google one is a beta, while the Kodak one appears to be a mature service, and to OEM.
I think it's a scaling issue. Anybody else have comments about that? Or does network printing across the internet?
W2K3.
Hey, Jeff.
Does it result in reams of printed out spam messages?
I think it's got to be a print job, like a file. So I suspect spam messages wouldn't print. You got to send it a JPEG, or you got to send it some sort of quick text document. And for real.
Let me ask the question a little differently. Is there a way to make sure that only trusted sources can provide print output for your network printer?
I haven't got that far. I'll let you know next week.
What Jim was suggesting was that you could end up with a network printer being spammed, and it would just print, spit out reams and reams of garbage because someone decided to hijack your printer on you, which we've all seen before. Let me provide a little additional insight. We've had network printing at work for, you know, 20 years. So even if you're on the VPN, you can spit print jobs wherever you want in the company, probably 25 years, actually, probably close to that. So I could actually cause a print job, you know, to spit out anywhere I wanted from here to hell and gone. In fact, before I was in a Unix environment, I had that in an IBM mainframe environment. And I would, heaven forbid,
send JCL, Job Control Language, to direct my output to whatever print resource I was authorized to use, wherever that might be, and even a virtual print resource such as a disk drive somewhere else so that someone else could access the output later. But anyway, in that context, you've often had problems with people throwing all kinds of stuff on the printer and burning through the paper, burning through all the supplies, and, or worse, just hogging the printer, and your job is now job 43 in a, in a 43 job queue, and every one of these things is going to, the 42 in front of them are going to print each in for a day, and they're never going to be cleared. They're just junk, or somebody else's madness because they're not very considerate about managing print resources. So I think that's what Jim's alluding to. Jim, you want to clarify it anyway, or add to that?
No, you made the point very well, Art.
I do occasionally try. Okay. Anybody else? Mr. Noel, back to you.
No, that was it. That was the whole thing. Unless you want to start discussing remote tuners.
Let's come back to that. Was that another subject you wanted to discuss as well?
Only because you asked if there was anything else. But this subject, as far as I'm concerned, is dead and finished. Anybody who wants to can go on the net and look at Google Cloud Print. But it just occurred to me about the question about remote tuners. Finish everybody else first.
I'll come back to you. Another comment for you. All right. Well, thank you. Let's see. So I guess our next is a question from W2JC. Go ahead, Jim. K2BAR.
Buzz is back, by the way. Well, you mentioned the Windows 8 upgrade, and I was wondering, do you have to upgrade from 7, or can it be used from Vista, or XP, or 2K, or?
Okay, they did say you can upgrade from XP and Vista, but there's a compromise. Let's see, what does it say? Okay. Upgrading to Windows 8 Pro, by the way, Windows 8, I'll explain that in a minute, but if your PC is running Windows 7, your files, programs, and settings will easily transfer to Windows 8 Pro. If your PC is running Windows XP or Windows Vista, you will need to reinstall your programs. Some features, such as a touch, may require a new PC, a touch screen. To check compatibility, visit your PC manufacturer's website. Run Upgrade Assistant at www.windows.com/upgrade. So that's www.windows.com/upgrade. And read the bottom. But, basically you might have to reinstall your apps, but I would back up, I think it'll leave your data alone. But I wouldn't be so careful or as careless as to not back up my data. And my buzz gone now?
Yeah, your buzz was gone, but you had some weird audio, like it got raspy for a while. Then it got cleared up again. So you've got some gremlins in there somewhere. I'm not enthused about having to reinstall all my applications, since many of them go way back.